Welcome to Next Level Solopreneurs, the podcast about purpose-driven entrepreneurship, where we explore strategies to grow your business while making a meaningful impact. Get ready to level up and leave your mark on the world. Ken, what's the deal with purpose and why is it even important anyway? Shouldn't a guy just get a job and do the best he can and always try to be better? To that, I say yes. And purpose is the element, it's the glue, or it's the invisible, it's the thing, it's hard to put a finger on it, but it's what keeps you involved and engaged in the work you do. Somebody who is not doing work within their purpose is like if I took an impact drill, and used it as a bookend on my bookshelf. It works in that place. It can do that job, and it's okay there. It looks great, and it does the job perfectly well, but it's better suited to fasten things together, to build things, to drive in screws and build great structures. It was designed with a particular set of skills to be used in a certain way. And when you operate within your purpose, you are utilizing your interests, your gifts, your passions, your personality. You're using all of those things to make a difference in the lives of other people. You're not an impact drill being used for a bookend on a bookshelf. So many people in the workplace today are that impact drill sitting on a bookshelf being used as a bookend. They're just out of place. They're able to get the job done and they do a good job at it, but it doesn't fill that need for meaning and purpose and impact. I have a friend on Facebook who recently made a post about somebody who committed suicide because he couldn't find purpose. He spent years of his life looking for some deeper meaning, looking for his place to fit in where he could plug in, and he ended up killing himself because he couldn't find that thing. I don't want that to be you. I was just messaging another friend a couple of days ago, and he was talking also about purpose and how he does not feel like what he's doing now has any purpose for him. It's not what he needs to be doing. He's getting by in it, but he's wants something more. And I said, well, what's holding you back? He said, fear of failure. And I think so often, fear of failure is what holds us back from seeking purpose. It's because we're so invested in wanting something that has meaning that we feel like if we go after it and fail, then that's the end. But if we go after, if we chase things that don't mean anything to us and we fail at those, it doesn't matter. But we don't try for the things that matter because if we fail, it cuts so much deeper. And it's so much harder to get past that and to get through it. And that's valid. It is. And when you take that failure, you learn from the lessons and you iterate on it and you continue to move forward, always narrowing your focus and working within your purpose, within the gifts, skills, talents, interests, passions that you've been given. It will work out. Things do happen. I just had a great conversation last night on the Building Small Business live stream with Nicole Sauce. And she said she had 6 or 7 business failures before what she's currently in now. Now, she's not like a what you would call a highly successful millionaire person. She's a coffee roaster is what she does. And she has created the lifestyle that she wants. And she's very successful in building what she wants. And that's what I think we should go after. Utilizing your interests, your gifts, your passions, your talents, your skills, your personality, doing work that makes a difference in the lives of other people, that brings joy to others, makes their life a little bit better. That's where we find meaning. If you don't have that, let's talk. I want to help you find that. That's something that I've spent years of my life trying to fine tune, and I'm still always fine tuning that. And I love helping other people fine tune that for themselves as well. I'll drop a link down in the show notes where you can schedule a call with me, or if you know me personally, shoot me a text or give me a phone call. We'll chat. I love talking with people about purpose and how to have that in their own lives. Do good work.